From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Airstrikes kill mid-level Islamic State leaders. The U.S. military says an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris was killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said at a news briefing Tuesday, Sharaf el-Muadan was killed Christmas Eve.
He was a Syrian-based ISIL member with a direct link to Abdel Hamid Aboud, the Paris attack cell leader. Al-Mudain was actively planning additional attacks against the West. So my point is this, we will continue to hunt ISIL leaders who are working to recruit, plan, and inspire attacks against the United States of America and our allies.
Warren noted that Mouadine was among a total of 10 IS leadership figures killed in coalition airstrikes in the past month. They include another IS figure who had links to the Paris terror network and a Bangladeshi man educated in Britain, allegedly a hacker for Islamic State. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in nearly 30 years, President Roch Marc Kabore, taking the oath of office Tuesday.
Je jure devant le peuple burkinabé.
Mr. Kabore promised to preserve, respect, enforce, and defend the Constitution at a ceremony from Ouagadougou broadcast live on Burkina B radio and television. Mr. Kabore's swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising sparked by an attempt to extend his 27-year rule. A transitional government organized the presidential ballot that Mr. Kabore won last month with 53% of the vote. The vote originally set for October, but delayed by a failed coup attempt by members of Burkina Faso's elite presidential guard. This is VOA News.